We begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Yud Ches. We begin the Omen Aleph. We begin with Taisa Divrei Maschat. It begins with the words of the Gemara, Avod Yoy, but ink, the Lav Bar Gibelhu, which that's not something that's needed, which Taisa came to explain what's considered that is needable, what's considered as not needable. That is, we learned in the Mishnah, it said, Meshameh says, you're not allowed to soak dye and different herbs and water in the Erev Shabbos, only if it could be soaked from before Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to say, so who's the town of Mishnah? It's going like Rebbe, who he holds that the placing of the dye into the water, that is already considered soaking. You're already liable for kneading, even though you didn't actually go ahead and knead it together like one would do with a dough. Which that's machlekes, the Gemara brings later on, of course, non heimed base, which our Gemara quotes here too, that if someone that puts the flour and someone that puts the water, Rebbe holds the one that puts the water is already liable for lush, even though he didn't knead it. Rebbe holds that no, you're only liable until you actually do a gibel, act of kneading. So the Gemara rejects it, says, no, you keep in Sarah Mishnah like Rebbe Yehuda. He agrees by ink that since it's not something that could be kneaded, so therefore you're going to be liable by just putting in the water. Because when does he hold that you're going to be chayv only when you're megabel, but something that could be kneaded, but something that cannot, like by ink, he would agree that one would be liable just by placing in the water. And the Taisa says that Bahadama Bemadlikin, which is the Perek Bemadlikin later on the Chav Gimel Menalf, that says, Kalash Manam Yafim Ledyoi, all oils, they're all good for ink. In other words, that to make the soot, the black ink that you need for writing the Sefer Torah, the olive oil is the best from them all. Now, the Gemara had the following question. This said you say that the olive oil is the best of all them to make from all the other oils. Is that legavil? Is that for the kneading part, meaning to mix the soot? From that you make the ink. Is that what we say the olive oil is better? Or actually to smoke up the glass vessel, to actually create the soot that you make from oil, would you say that's what we say Shemen Zayis is better? So if so, says Taisis, you see that Gemara's question over there was, if the olive oil is the best one to be megavel, as the words of the Gemara are, to go ahead and create the soot. Says Taisis, you have to say lav davka gibel. It's not really meaning what we mean regarding kneading, which is like lush, because oil and soot are not things that could become a solid like flour and water, which would be applicable to say that there's a law of kneading. Lahai gibel, rather, when we say we're there regarding the which one do we mean by the olive oil that's good to make the ink out of? When we say that there's kneading, as we're saying in our Gemara, that regarding ink there is no gibel, hainu irv ba'alma. The Gemara there means say just the mixing part, meaning we just want to characterize which one did we mean. Did we mean the creating of the soot, or when you have the soot together with the other elements to put it together? That was the question about which one are we referring to. But again, it doesn't really mean kneading, as we see in our Gemara, that ink is not something that could be kneaded. Now, but then it says, Taisa Vimtem, if you're going to say, Bahamursin, but we have regarding bran, the Amma Perg Basa, that we say in the last paragraph of Nunheim Beis. The Gemara tells us, Allah Bar Gibelhu. That brand that the Gemara is talking about, that brand is something that cannot be kneaded. Brand is not kneadable. It's not like a flour that you can make a dough out of it. Yet, Vakama Hasim Rebis, Rebis says over there, that in the Chayavachi Gabal, they're not liable until you go ahead and you knead it together. Now, the problem is here, Gemara tells Rabbi Yehuda holds that to the contrary, something that you cannot do gibel is actually you're liable even without gibel. So why is this here with there regarding brand, which you cannot do gibel, that you're only liable until you do gibel? So the Taisa Vishlam, what you could say is that the Hasam Legabi Kemach Kama, there, when we're saying regarding the brand, that it's not something that could be kneaded, it's in contrast to flour. That's a comment to Ein Dabar Gibel, that's not something that's kneadable, because yeah, that's a much lower, obviously cannot be kneaded together as well as flour. But it is something that could be needed at least more than ink. Ink is something that doesn't have any substance whatsoever. So therefore, that's where Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda says you're not going to be liable, yeah, even by brand, until you do a gibel where it could stick together somewhat. In contrast, by our Gemara regarding ink, where there's no kneading at all, it's a total liquid, Rabbi Yisi would agree that you're going to be liable even without doing any gibel. Now, and actually, that's what says Taisa. That's why the Gemara does not bring from that Gemara Hocha over here Adyoi regarding that of the ink, because since the brand is not similar, not to flour, as the Gemara says over there, but neither to ink, therefore we cannot bring it as a Rai over here regarding that we're saying he does agree regarding the ink, although over there we say that he does require Gibel. Now, but says Taisa Mikan Kasha, from here is actually difficult, Allah Mafarsh. On the one who explains, regarding this, that it says, that says, Kitma Shari, that the ashes are permitted. In other words, that one is permitted to go ahead and mix ashes and water and to smear the opening of the oven on Yom Tov, which the Mefarish explains, I know what the mitzvah say is, Keshenayis Nemayim L'Teichei, when you put the water inside of it, which is literally katan usavif, to go ahead and smear it around the opening of the oven so that the heat of the oven does not escape from it on Yom Tov. Why are you allowed to do it, says the Mefarish? Hayol v'la bar gibelu, since it's not something that can be kneaded, so therefore there's no problem about mixing it together, there's no lush, and therefore you're allowed to do that to seal the heat of the oven. Problem is, as Taisa V'Hachem Ashma here in our Gemara, it sounds like Dada Rabbi to the contrary, Demidu de la bar gibelu, something that actually is not needed. To the contrary, Chayev Tvei, even the man, the Amma that says generally, yeah, you only Chayev when you actually need it. Here in our Gemara, we see that if it's not needable, actually that's more of a liability. So how could you say that Kitma is Shari because there's no needing with it? To the contrary, that should be more of a liability. So Ella rather says, Taisa Yesh Lefarash, you should explain the Gemara there in Beya a different way. Kit Mashari, when it says the ashes are permitted to go ahead and seal the oven, what that means to say is beloy mine, without water, which is lishta katana sviv, to go ahead and smear just the ashes around the perimeter of the opening of the oven. And what's the chiddush in that? So you're not doing any kneading at all. But Kamash Malan, that's what we're coming to tell you. Delay Gezrina, Shemigabal, Yom Tov. Now we're not concerned that you're going to come to knead it with water in Yom Tov, which we said is even just placing it in water, is already considered gibel. That's something that can be quickly done, and that maybe would be a concern. And that was saying that no, when you put just the ashes, that's going to be permitted, and we're not concerned that you're going to do it with water, because yes, actually, since it's something that Labra Gibel, just putting in water, according to everyone, would be considered lush on Yom Tov. Begins with the words of the Gemara, and the healing goes on for the whole entire Shabbos. So it's going to explain that there's a difference between putting some type of anointment for pleasure purposes underneath the eye, which is permitted even on Shabbos itself, to putting this, as our Gemara is talking about, this ointment by the eye for healing purposes, which that's only permitted on Erev Shabbos. That is, the Gemara brought that one is allowed to put this keeler, this color oil on the eye, or this bandage on the wound on Erev Shabbos, and it could heal the whole entire Shabbos. Taisa asks, but Bimtem, if one is going to say and ask, Hadam Eperek Shemoneh Shmatzim, this that we have in the Gemara later on of Kaf Chesma Beis, that says, Shoyrin Kilorim Erev Shabbos. You're only allowed to soak this Kilorim from Erev Shabbos, but Omaniach Tachas Ayim B'Shabbos, you're allowed to put it beneath the eye on Shabbos. So Mimkain, if that's the case, as Taisa B'Shabbos Nami Shoyrin Nechonim, you're allowed to even put on Shabbos, as we see in the Gemara later on. Why are we saying you're allowed to put on from Erev Shabbos only? So Taisa B'Shabbos, what you can say is that, no, it depends. Lakam and Mairi, Ba'adam Bari. There the Gemara later on is talking about a healthy person. He's not putting on the eye for any healing purposes. He's just putting it underneath the eye for pleasure. Oh, well, that's not why. Why should that be problematic on Shabbos? Because there's no concern for the grinding of the herbs, which is the whole reason why you're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos, because it's a healthy person, he's just doing it for pleasure. That you can do on Shabbos. But here, as we're saying explicitly, the person is putting it on for medicinal purposes. Oh, that's for Leishari Yelam Erev Shabbos. That's only permitted on the Erev Shabbos, because you're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. But again, you can do it on the Erev Shabbos, and you can continue the healing throughout Shabbos. Here next taste during Masal Taste begins with the words of the Gemara, Unun Shel Pishtan, the bundles of flax, my time is shari, then why is it permitted? The Taste comes to explain, why did the Gemara specifically ask from one of the cases, that of the bundles of flax, more than the other cases of the Mishnah regarding soaking the dye, and the herbs, and the vetch, which initially the Gemara thought to say, that Rav Yosef said that the reason why we don't put the weed into the water mill on Erev Shabbos, unless it could be grinded from before Shabbos, is because, even though it's like Bishil, he still agrees to the halacha of Shvisis Kelim that your vessels cannot do a malacha on Shabbos. And then the Gemara asks, wait a second, then what's the reason that Basil permit one to put the bundles of flax into the oven to heat it up and it doesn't have to be done before Shabbos? And why is that not a problem of Shvisis Kelim? That's the Gemara's question as our Taisus is quoting. Unun shel pishtan my time is shari. But says Taisus, why did the Gemara specifically pick the case of Unun, of the bundles of flax, Tfei Midyoi, more than the case of the ink, Vesamonim, and the dyes, Vekarshina, and then the veg, which they also have the same problems that the Malach is being done with the Kalim on Shabbos, and that should be a problem with Shabbos' Kalim. Says Taisus, Mishim Dahasim, she did like a Maisa Klab, because although it's being done in your vessels, but there was obvious because no action was being done at all with the vessels, so that's not a problem about Shabbos' Kalim. But regarding the bundles of flax, the oven is doing somewhat of quote an action when it's heating it up. The oven is doing that action, and therefore we asked over there that should be a problem about Shvisis Kalim if Basil agrees to Shvisis Kalim, the way Abyss was saying. Moreover, says Taisa, the Mahanach lehiska kli. The other case that we mentioned, they don't say anything about the word of a vessel. But in the case of the bundle of flax, although they all have a keli, but at least Unan mentions the oven that it's being whitened and heated up inside of it. So therefore, we pick that case because that explicitly talks about the kli, which is the part of the question we're asking regarding shvisas keli. Turn next Taisa, the Mahanach lehiska kli begins the words of the Gemara. Blema mar, let the master say. Well, Mishum Shvisis Kalim, say the reason is because it's a problem about the resting of the vessels on Shabbos. Rosh Taisa comes to explain that Rabbah, who disagrees, does not hold to the reason of Shvisis Kalim, even according to Beis Shammai, therefore that's what he doesn't say like Rav Yisib, except where the Kalim are doing an action, then Beis Shammai would hold of the Issa Shvisis Kalim. That is, Chum Tor Nebraisa, that you not put the wheat in the water mill unless it can be grinded from before Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what's the reason? So Rabbi says, because it makes noise, and that's called Zilusa de Shabbos. So Rabbi Yisrael asks, why do you say the reason is because it makes noise? Why couldn't you just say the reason is because of Shvisas Kalim? So therefore, Yisrael disagrees, and he says, no, the reason why it's Isser to put in the grain in the water mill from before Shabbos, and it's going to be going on through Shabbos, is because Shvisas Kalim, because one's tools, one's utensils are going to be doing Malacha on Shabbos. That says, Taisa Vimtem, if you're going to say, Lamai Damasik, but this, that the Gemara concludes. The man Tana Shvisas Kalim Dairaisa, who is the Tana? The Gemara ultimately concludes that actually, who is the Tana that holds that one's Kalim have to rest on Shabbos biblically? That's Beis Shammai. So then, ask Taisa, is my parach Rav Yosef. So what's Rav Yosef asking to Rabbah? V'leim Amar, let the master say that the reason why the Braisa says is forbidden is Mishum Shvisas Kalim, is because that one's Kalim cannot be doing Melacha, and that ultimately that means to say that the way the Gemara's Maskan is, that this Braisa is then is going like Beis Shammai. So what's his question, right? He's saying, oh, why say Avshem Milsa? Just say, it's because Shvisas Kalim. But again, according to the conclusion, who holds Shvisas Kalim? That's Beis Shammai. Asks Taisviz, V'chi'ena Yesed Taiv, K'meishim V'farash Rabba, isn't it better the way Rabba explains it? Shemes HaKol, because it makes noise, V'asik Beis Hill, and therefore that's like Beis Hill. Because if you're going to say the way Rabbi Yisrael is asking, where he does say, and he disagrees with Rabbi, and he says because of Shvisas Kalim, but Lamaskan, that's only according to Beis Shammai. Why would he want to say like Beis Shammai? The Ashlam Tayyip says, what you could say is, because the Lesfir Lil Rabbi Yisrael, because the reason why Rabbi Yisrael asked on Rabbi is because he doesn't hold the time of Deshma Sakal Klal, doesn't hold to this reasoning that Rabbi made up of this idea to make something forbidden because it makes noise on Shabbos. And the Mestabalei Tvei Lugma Kibisham Mishum Shvisas Kalim, and therefore it was more logical for him to say a halacha that we do know of regarding the Kalim not making any malacha, to say it therefore as Beis Shammai and not like this new interpretation of Mashmaz Kal. Now, so that's Taisa Benira, it would seem. The Rabbah that he says that the reason of the Isra is because it makes noise, and he's saying like Beis Hillel, that Sabah he holds, the time of the Beis Shammai, that the reasoning of Beis Shammai, who actually, that they disagree with all these halachas. And they say these halachas, as we find in the Mishnah, about putting the ink on Erev Shabbos, or to put out the traps, and all those different things, that they are usher, la mishum shvisas kelim. Rabbi held, that's not because of, that one cannot have one's kelim do malach on Shabbos. Ella sabad, the time of the Beis Shammai, rather he holds the reasoning of Beis Shammai, and again, that's why he disagreed, and they didn't agree, and acquiesce to Rabbi Yosef's question, because even the Beis Shammai, he doesn't hold of this. Rather, he holds the reasoning of Beis Shammai is the Gezrina, we make a Gzera, the Me'asalim Evid Beis Shabbos, a different reason. If we let you do it on Erev Shabbos, and it's going to be doing it throughout Shabbos, you might come then to do it on Shabbos. Because the taste proves. Dila Rabbah Nami, because if, even according to Rabbah, time of the Beis Shammai, that he agrees with the reason of Beis Shammai, who say that these cases are Asa, in Mishra Meshvisa, is Kalim, is because then your vessels are going to be doing Malach on Shabbos. So, La Mahayi Tzarech Rabbi Yisab Levi Abraisa. Why did Rabbi Yisab, when he wants to contest with the Rabbah, have to bring a Braisa of Kol Asher Marti Aleichem Tishmari with the word Kol, which comes to include Shvisas Kalim, that even your Kalim cannot do Malach to teach this Halacha Shvisas Kalim? But it's our Mishnah, which you're telling me that even Rabbah agrees that that's the interpretation of the Mishnah. Obviously, no, he had to bring a Braisa because he disagrees with the halacha of Beis Shammai being Shvisas Kalim. And he learns all those cases for a different reason because that you might come to do it on Shabbos. Boyd Morobah says, Taisa, another proof that the reasoning of Beis Shammai is not like the way Rav Yisrael says it, but rather because you might come to do it on Shabbos, is because the Amalek Haman. The Gemara says later on the Testament Aleph, regarding the reasoning that Beis Shammai agreed to Beis Hillel, regarding the last case of our Mishnah, that you let to load up the olives and the grapes with the beams from before Shabbos and let it squeeze throughout the whole Shabbos, because the Gemara explains the Hani, all the other cases, the Mishnah, the Avilu b'Shabbos, you would do it on Shabbos, Chayv Chatas, you'd be Chayv Chatas, therefore, Gazru b'Shabbos, Shamayim Chashecha. So therefore, they made the Gzera that you're also not allowed to do it Erev Shabbos before it gets dark. In contrast to the curse by Sabbath, like we said that in Rashi and the Mishnah, even if you can load it on Shabbos, it's not going to be Issachatis because it was already crushed from before and it's going to already come out by itself. But says Taisa Mashma, it sounds like the time of the Mishama, the reason the Mishama is Mishum Gezerah, as we see, it's a concern because you might come to do it on Shabbos for Loi Mishum Shvisas Kalim and not because of a totally unrelated idea of just that you cannot do Malacha, because if it was, what's he saying that if you would do it, what do you mean if you do it? It's not about you doing it, it's about your Kalim doing it. Obviously, it's like the way Rabbah says it, as Taisa explained for Rabbah, that's because then one might do it himself on Shabbos. Now, continues Taisa's. Ula Rav Yosef. Now, according to Rav Yosef, that he holds that the reasoning of the Bishamah that says it's Aser is because Shvisas Kalim. So, Loitik, don't ask, am I Loit Aser Bishamah to Inas Kari Mishum Shvisas Kalim? Then, actually, what we just brought a proof for Rabbah. So, Taisa says, wait a second, isn't that a difficulty on Rav Yosef? So why are you allowed to go ahead and load up the beams? It's nothing to do with if you might come to do it or not. Your Kalim and Allah have been doing a malacha, and your Kalim are squeezing it out throughout Shabbos. Says Taisus, no, the same Svarah really would apply to Rav Yosef, the Hasam Asim and Mela. Because there it's happening by itself, Tvei Mekol Anach Demas Neit, more than all other cases in the Mishnah, because really we said it's going to come out by itself, it's just making it come out quicker, and therefore that's not considered a problem of Shvisas Kalim. Now says Taisus, Vim Timmy, begin to say, L'Rabba that he holds, that both Besham and Bissel do not hold the Issa Shvisas Kalim, like we said, he even holds in Beshamai, that holds its Asr, is only because you might come to do it yourself on Shabbos. So Hach Brais the Shvisas Kalim, so then actually this Brais that Rav Yosef does bring, that shows that there is an Issa Shvisas Kalim, Aman Termaya. According to Rabba, who is it going like? It's not like Besham Ubeisel. So Taisus Vashem, what you could say is, the Rabba Sabba Rabba held, the Brais and the Shvisas Kalim is Beshamai. But didn't he say that he doesn't hold of it? But Vehecha David Maisa, but where the Kli is doing an action, that's where there's a problem with Shvisas Kalim. Aval Hecha David Maisa, but when the Kli is not doing any action, Kianach Demasin, like the case of our Mishnah, where they're old passive, Tamayim, Mishum Gezer, the reason why Shem holds his Usr is not because of Shvisas Kalim, rather because, as we said, because of Gezer, that the person might come to do it himself on Shabbos. As Taisa clarifies, because of Mitzudis Demasin, one of the cases of the Mishnah regarding the traps is not because of Shvisas Kalim. Rather, Toma Beloichi Bekukuli, the Gemara explains where they're not even doing an action. And therefore, it's not because of Shvisas Kalim, but rather because, like we said, all the cases of the Mishnah, according to Rabbah, for Beisham, the Holden Sasser, it's because the person might come to do it himself on Shabbos. To the next taste, the Ramaskal taste begins the words of the Gemara, Vahashad Omer Abayishia. Now the Abayishia says, Homani, who is the time of this Brais of Beishamahi, which taste comes to explain, if La Halacha, do we say it's permitted to put wheat in a mill from before Shabbos? If it wasn't grinded from before Shabbos, if the halacha is like Rabbah or the halacha is like Rav Yosef. Now, if the Gemara brought, Rav Yosef explained the Braisa, that you don't put wheat into the mill unless it was grinded from before Shabbos, that's because of the Issa Shvisas Kalim, which initially the Gemara thought to say that this Braisa is going even like Beis Hill, but Beis Hill only said it's forbidden Shvisas Kalim only when it does an action. But then the Gemara says, no, as our Taisa quotes the different Maskel, now Rav Hishi says, who's the town of the Braisa? That says, Shvisas Kalim, the Deraisa. It's Beishamai. So therefore, Beishamai holds whether you do an action or not, it's going to be Asr. According to Beisil, whether you do an action or not, it's going to be Mutter. So Taisa says, I'm Rabbein Tam, the Rabbein Tam says, the Hilchasa Krav Yosef, the Halacha follows like Rav Yosef, the Muki Braisa, that he explains the Braisa, that it's forbidden to put in the wheat into the water mill unless it's grinded from before Shabbos, that's Kibishamai. That's how he explains the Braisa. And the reason why we say the Halacha is like him in his interpretation of the Braisa, the Rav Yosef Koi Kabasai, because as our Gemara brings, we find Rav Yosef that it interprets the Braisa like Rav Yosef, because he says the one that says the Issa Shvisas Kalim, which is what the Braisa is saying, is like Beishamai. Lafiza, based on this, Rechayim Mutarm. So therefore, to put weed into the water mill from before Shabbos, even if it wasn't grinded, it's going to be permitted. Because the Lidei, according to him, Lebishil is Shari, according to Bishil, it's permitted, this Issa Shvisas Kalim. I feel like the Kovid Maisa, even when they're doing an action, like the Gemara explains, and Velechayish Lahashmo is Kal, and he's not concerned for it making noise. That was only Rabbah who had that interpretation. But according to Rav Yisrael, we don't find that idea of Hashmo is Kal, and therefore, it actually would be permitted to have the mill grinding the wheat throughout the Shabbos. But says Taisa Valinir, to me it seems that actually the Rav Oishia, Loi Muki, he actually did not explain as a continuum to Amid Bey's law, this Bryce specifically Kibbe Shammai, to infer that but Beis Hill would say that it's Mutter. Ela shas to the kamachitz. Rather, it's the Gemara that's saying this. The Gemara is saying, "Ha mani, who's telling the brisa beishamahitz beishamai?" And because we see that that's how he explains the halacha, and therefore that's is supporting Rabbi Yisuf, which I'll leave with Rabbi Yisuf, the mukilam mishum shvitzis kalim. That goes like Rabbi Yisuf, who explained that the isra shvitzis kalim is goes according to beishamai. But says Taisav al Rabbi Yishia, Metzin Lameim, we actually could say the Mukhila ke Beisil. We could actually say that he holds that the Allah of the Braisa forbidding putting in the wheat into the mill is even like Beisil. Because of Isla, Hashem is called Karabah. He could say that the Braisa is going like Beisil and that it is forbidden. Why is it forbidden? Not because Shavis is Kelim. Beisil does not hold the Shavis is Kelim. It's because of the reasoning, like Rabbi gave, because it makes noise and actually Vechim Pasuk Rach, so Rabbi Nechananel, he rules. The time of the Rechaim, the reason why it's forbidden to put the wheat into the water mill from before Shabbos, it's Meshamash Maskel, because it makes noise, Vaskar Basil, and therefore that's even like Basil, and actually that it would be forbidden to put in from before Shabbos, because of what's known as Absha Milsi, because it's a disgrace for Shabbos, because it makes noise. Vayid Morova says, Taisis, the Sugi Dil Kamon, the Gemara later on, the Fiyat Tesimun Alv, where there, when we said the Gemara mentions regarding why Bishami agrees in the case of that you're allowed to load up the beams from the olive press and the wine press, even though it's dripping out all Shabbos, we said because there, even if you did on Shabbos, you would not be chayav achatas, so Bishami does not make the gzeir over there. Loi matuk me eli karaba, as we said, that sugya is only possible to be like Rabba, which we're showing that therefore the halacha l'maisa is like Rabba, that he explains the reason the Bishami that's us in the Mishnah is because you might come to do it on Shabbos, not because of Shavizikam, because the Purish, like we explained in the previous tases, the Masach B'Lema. And therefore we see that the sugya comes out like Rabba, which is that Bishami says usher because of you might come to do it yourself, and that Beis Hill also would hold the case of Rechaim would be forbidden because Hashma is cut. Now, so it says Mikhaim like Rabbi Yishia, we rule like Rabbi Yishia, the man Tana Shvizikim, but ultimately, so who is the Tana that says Shvizikim is forbidden? Is Bishamahi. On that we rule like him. And therefore, because that doesn't contradict Rabba, like we said, he could be like Rabba, and because it was only the Gemara that was saying that he's like Rabbi Yisuf. And therefore, it says, Mutla Hashakim Lanachri, one is allowed to lend his vessels to a non-Jew. You don't have to be concerned if he's going to do malacha with it, because like we said, there's no halacha of Isra Shvitzis Kelim, la halacha, as we rule like Basil. But to lend them your animal, that's forbidden to lend them, because the Shvitz Behemte, I love the Raisa, because one's animal that should not do malacha, that is biblical, like it says in the Pasuk, and therefore that one's not a lend to the non-Jew, because if he's going to do malacha with it, that's going to be the Jew's problem. But regarding Shvitzikim, that we said, that's not halacha l'maisa, as we rule like Beis Hillel, according to Rav Yishai.